welcome to the Fellowship Broadcast, the radio voice of the Fellowship Tract League. We have been printing gospel tracts since 1978. The prayers and support of God's people have enabled us to print and ship more than 5 billion gospel tracts to 200 countries and territories. Tracts are printed in 90 languages, including English and Spanish, and are offered free to anyone who requests them. The Fellowship Broadcast and the Fellowship Tract League are local church ministries of Fellowship Baptist Church in Lebanon, Ohio. Our pastor is William Burroughs. He's heard every Wednesday on this program. Jesus saved, Jesus
saved. Welcome into the Friday edition of the Fellowship Broadcast. Thank you for tuning in today and hope you've had a great week and a great start to your month. And we appreciate you including this broadcast as a part of your day. And we ask you to continually pray for and thank the Lord for what he's doing through the Fellowship Tract League. And we're excited what he has in store for the days ahead, believing that he is still going to continue to work through the power of the gospel in the hearts and the lives of those who read his word. And we're thankful that that word is included in gospel tracts. And we praise the Lord for all those who are involved to get the gospel out into the hands of those who are sowing the seed in the hearts of those that would listen. We praise the Lord for it. And Brother John Brown will be around in just a few minutes to read one of those tracts. Tract number 136. It is a honey of a deal. He'll be around and read that in just a few moments on this edition of the Fellowship Broadcast. But first, here's a letter from a life that has been changed by the power of a gospel tract.
This says, thank you for creating this gospel tract, number 154, I'll Do It Later, enclosed as a donation to help you all continue this work for God. Could you please send us 25 of these gospel tracts so we too could spread the good news for those that need to be saved? Please, someone placed this and we found it at our local post office. May the Lord bless you all and keep you and those that you love. Love and prayers from Sue in Illinois.
Well, here's a letter from Bob, and read the letters as we get them, and sometimes they are hard to read, but we try to make it through and let you know that there are people being saved and people's lives changed from the power of the gospel in a gospel tract. Dear friends at Fellowship Tract League, thank you very much for your labor for Jesus. I have been using your tracts for 40 years and seen and known much results. When I see you have sent over 5 billion tracts from a small church in Ohio, it is a tremendous blessing, a miracle from God to see what people can do to reach the lost. The results from all these tracts going out will be tremendous when we get to heaven. I pray for your ministry. I am wanting more gospel tracts. It's the work that God's called me to do is to get these tracts out. And that brings joy to Jesus for him to be lifted up in the midst of a dark and hell-bound world. God is very pleased. God bless you all and all praise to him for what you do at Fellowship Tracting. That from Brother Bob, and we enjoy the blessings of reading those letters.
Hello, this is Pastor Lamar Whittemore, and on behalf of Pastor Burroughs, Brother Bruce DeLange, Brother John Brown, and all those involved with the Fellowship Tract League, I would like to tell you about something extremely special that is coming up. The 40th Annual Bread of Life Camp Meeting is going to be held May the 20th through the 23rd at the Fellowship Baptist Church in Lebanon, Ohio. The presence of the Lord has been evident in this meeting throughout the years, and we are believing the same is going to happen this year as we celebrate the 40th Annual Bread of Life Camp Meeting, May the 20th through the 23rd. We'll have some of the best Bible preaching and singing you can imagine. Preachers include Pastor James Jones, Pastor Joe Author, Pastor Eddie Wyatt, Evangelist Scott Matthews, Evangelist Buster Kinsey, and Brother Mark Rogers. It was at this meeting many years ago that God touched my heart in a special way and tendered it for the work of the Fellowship Tract League, and we believe he will do the same for you. You can find more information and even register for this meeting at breadoflifecampmeeting.com. That is breadoflifecampmeeting.com, or you can call 513-494-1075. We look forward to worshiping the Lord with you at the 40th Annual Bread of Life Camp Meeting, May the 20th through the 23rd.
Hello, this is John Brown with the Fellowship Tract League. Today I'm going to be reading track number 136, titled It's a Honey of a Deal. The Deal. Heaven or Hell, which one for you? God gives every man the following choice. For the wages of sin is death, but the gift of God is eternal life through Jesus Christ our Lord. Romans 6, verse 23. The negative aspects of the deal. 1. The Bible states that you are a sinner, for there is not a just man upon earth that doeth good and sinneth not. Ecclesiastes 7, verse 20. As it is written, there is none righteous, no, not one. Romans 3, verse 10. Number 2. The price of sin is to be separated from God and to spend all eternity in hell. Wherefore, as by one man, sin entered into the world, and death by sin, and so death passed upon all men, for that all have sinned. Romans 5, verse 12. And death and hell were cast into the lake of fire. This is the second death. And whosoever was not found written in the book of life was cast into the lake of fire. Revelation 20, verses 14 and 15. The positive aspects of the deal. 1. Jesus Christ, the Son of God, has paid the penalty for your sin. Without shedding of blood is no remission. Hebrews 9, verse 22. But God commendeth his love toward us, and that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Romans 5, verse 8. For the life of the flesh is in the blood, and I have given it to you upon the altar to make an atonement for your souls. For it is the blood that maketh an atonement for the soul. Leviticus 17, verse 11. Number 2. Salvation is a gift, and it cannot be earned. For by grace are ye saved through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast. Ephesians 2, verses 8 and 9. Not by works of righteousness which we have done, but according to his mercy he saved us. Titus 3, verse 5. The terms of the deal. Number 1. Sirs, what must I do to be saved? And they said, Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. Acts 16, verses 30 and 31. Neither is there salvation in any other, for there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby we must be saved. Acts 4, verse 12. He that believeth on the Son hath everlasting life, and he that believeth not the Son shall not see life, but the wrath of God abideth on him. John 3, verse 36. Are you willing to accept God's deal? If you are, admit to God that you are a guilty sinner and that you desire to be delivered from your sinful condition. Except ye repent, ye shall all likewise perish. Luke 13, verse 3. Number 3. God gives you this promise, that if thou shalt confess with thy mouth the Lord Jesus, and shalt believe in thine heart that God hath raised him from the dead, thou shalt be saved. For with the heart man believeth unto righteousness, and with the mouth confession is made unto salvation. Romans 10, verses 9 and 10. If you will accept Jesus Christ as your Savior, please pray this prayer or one similar to it. Dear Heavenly Father, I know I am a sinner and need your forgiveness. I believe that Jesus died for my sin. I am willing to turn from sin. I now ask Jesus Christ to come into my heart and life as my personal Savior. I am willing, by God's grace, to follow and obey Christ as the Lord of my heart and life. Again, friend, this has been track number 136, titled It's a Honey of a Deal. And if you have accepted Christ as your Savior, we would love to hear from you. If you've already done so and would like to order this track or any others, you can be sure to do that, as the information will be given again at the end of this broadcast. Thank you for listening today, and God bless.
Again, this Gospel Track Moment was brought to you by the Fellowship Track League, a local church ministry in Lebanon, Ohio. Address all correspondence to Fellowship Track League, P.O. Box 164, Lebanon, Ohio 45036. Or call 513-494-1075 on the web at fellowshiptrackleague.org. All tracks free as the Lord provides. Until next time, thank you for listening.